For me, I view the past 6 to 12 months as a period of refinement as much as anything. There haven't been sort of groundbreaking studies that have dramatically improved survival of new drugs, for example. But we're learning more about the nuances of how to use the agents that we have. And in particular, one of the things that I think is becoming more apparent is this notion of being able to safely take treatment breaks. There was a study at ASCO, a couple of studies, I think, that addressed this point. And this off-again, on-again approach seems to be safe insofar as patient survival is not negatively impacted. Now, the key here is in selecting patients for an off-again, on-again approach. And you have to clearly upfront identify those patients who might one day be appropriate for surgical resection of their metastases and therefore warrant a more aggressive approach to get as much tumor debulking, if you will, with chemotherapy if that's chosen before surgery. But for the majority of patients who fall into the group that are not curable ever, unless there's a new therapy that comes down the pike during their lifetime, but in whom the goal is really meaningful long-term survival, short of cure where you expect the patient and the goal is to have the patient live several years, that several years, we now are realizing that it doesn't have to include continuous chemotherapy during that entire time period, and that periods off therapy between regimens or when there's toxicity from a particular regimen may be reasonable to integrate, and we need to be thinking more about that.
Can you talk specifically about the data that were presented at ASCO and then how you translate that into your own practice?
The original Optimox study that was published fairly recently suggested that if you plan a certain induction period with oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy, with a plan to stop oxaliplatin after a certain number of courses, and then perhaps reinitiate it later on at the time of progression, that the survival between doing that and continuous treatment until progression or toxicity, survival is the same. So that's okay to stop the oxaliplatin completely. That begged the question of stopping treatment altogether. There was a study at ASCO this year where I believe that the treatment was actually interrupted completely and there was a period off treatment, and then chemotherapy was reinitiated after progression, but not just any progression, but progression beyond the original starting size of your tumor. And again, doing that did not compromise overall survival for patients.
It's kind of like the intermittent androgen deprivation where they let the PSA go back up to where it started.
Again, you know, it's a little different insofar as with androgen on-again, off-again therapy, you might actually be resulting in changes in sensitivity to the tumor to reinitiation, where this, I think, you're really allowing a clone to grow back, or several clones to grow back, some of which might have been resistant, some sensitive. But I think the bottom line is that it's okay to be thinking about giving people meaningful treatment holidays.